that they could accommodate this meeting. May I also take this opportunity now, I see the Honourable Cesar Njikalana is here, to thank him for leading the team, the task team, which we called a subcommittee for Parliament's benefit so that you could get administrative support. And I think that those members were the Honourable Van der Westhuizen, the Honourable Labenia. Is there someone I'm missing out, Honourable Njikalana?
No,
the three of you, and Honourable Njikalana for leading you, because the work that you did and the people you saw and the clarifications you sought have actually saved this committee a lot of time and given us much guidance. It's also another point, and I hope these things get minuted, that this should set a precedent for other people who lead task teams. It was delivered on a deadline, one. It was delivered in writing, two. And the work was conducted, I understand, in a cooperative manner. With the final result that you gave to me, you were all in agreement. And I do hope that sets a strong precedent for the way the committee is operating. Thank you very much. So if we look here, we do have the report back, and I'm sure what we're not going to do is to have the Honourable Njikalana take us word by word through the document, but rather to speak to the document. Am I correct? Thank you. Over to, I suppose we should take apologies. I know that we have two members in committee meetings. Right. May I just remind members that for Parliament's benefit, even if you are attending another meeting, please just get your secretary to drop us a line. The two members are attending meetings, and that is the Honourable Kwabasa and Kumalo, that I know of. And we are finding out just what the nature, how Honourable Line is feeling. As you know, she was in hospital with her hand being attended to. And I hope we'll have the opportunity just a little bit later to sign a get well card for her that we are getting. So just to wish her well. So she's on sick leave, as I talk. That's all, isn't it? Right, thank you. Oh, yes, sorry. And our whip, who whips two committees, and he sits on more than one committee, which is unusual in this situation. The Honourable Ntuli will need to just leave. I'm not sure if it's at 10:30.
Yes.
And I'm hoping, and then he will return. But that again is to attend a committee meeting. Thank you. Honourable Njikalana.
Thank you, Chair, and the Honourable Members. As we all know, the task team met last week on Thursday, I think, the day after it was decided to set it up. We went through a number of issues as guided by this committee. The first area we looked into was the terms of reference. All we did was just to work around a few areas and add one or two areas which were missed out. I'll just make reference to those where two were refined, in a sense. That's number three, which was just focusing on interaction with the DTI. And also the last two, which were just the mere addition. From there, we also had two members from DTI, that's Ms. Zodwa Nduli and Ms. Ngwenya. And our parliamentary legal advisor was attending as well as the secretariat. But we did look at the amendments to the Lottery Act, because of the concerns that were raised around the appointment of the chairperson. Reference was made on the fact that most legislations do allow and articulate how boards should be established, but ours was unfortunately, lopsided, not necessarily properly structured. And our legal advisor took us through the various points around that. But at the end of the day, before we took a final position, which is a recommendation for this committee, we looked at four options as to how do we comply with the Act. The first option, that is regarding the recommendation for the appointment of the chairperson, was that we should have the legislation amended first and then appoint the chair, or recommend for the appointment of the chair and the board thereafter. And the second one was that it's a reverse, in fact, which means appointment of the chairperson and then look at the legislative reviewer thereafter. The third one was looking at a parallel process, just that the two go hand in hand. But then, due to DTI's presence, a fourth one came in, which is our recommendation as the task team, which says that the committee plays the role of a selection committee. That is the portfolio committee. This portfolio committee, it plays the role of a selection committee, as provided by, now I'll have to read it, Chapter 4, Section 58 of the Handbook for the Appointment of Persons to Boards and State-Controlled Institutions. And that was approved by the Cabinet on the 17th of September last year, 2008, whereby we could, as a committee, make recommendations to the Minister for the appointment of all board members, including the Chair, without reviewing the Lottery Act first. And this was obviously subject to a formal request from the Minister to Parliament with this regard. At that meeting, it was indicated to us that an email to that effect had been sent already. However, we were still keen that a formal letter be sent to Parliament, because that is, in our regard, more appropriate. Obviously, we can get them from the parliamentary officer or from the chair, whether that by now has been is in our position. Another area was that the department was quite hit with that because of the track record of positive and good relations between the department and the committee, and they felt that we still could play a role in ensuring that there is an objective process towards establishment of a new board, and there's part of our oversight work as well. And the emphasis was that we do conceive that the appointment is rather done by the minister. All we're doing is just to go through a rigorous process and submit recommendations to the to the minister. We then went to a number of other issues which were part of the terms of preference. The first one was the minister's position on the status of the chairperson, whether the chairperson should be a full-time or a part-time position. And the chairperson was quite clear that this time he is very, very clear in his mind that he would rather have the chairperson position be a part-time or assume the part-time status, because in most cases that's the practice so that you don't have strategic decision-making process interfering with operational matters. And apparently there's also been unpleasant experience in the past with regards to that. With regards to the status of the committee's recommendation on the appointment of the chairperson, the advice we got from Ms. Beda, our advisor, was that the legislation does not provide for a process of rejecting the committee's recommendation, and therefore the recommendations would be binding. But I'm sure Chair would rather be cautious to adopt that position and attitude there, because ours is to more than anything interact positively with the ministry. We then went to the process of the process of interviewing up until the product itself, that of having a list of names of board members as well as the chairperson, which would be submitted to the minister. There are six stages that you are recommending to the committee, that is, which we feel we should go through until the final stage. The first stage is data capturing, which in essence is the refinement of data capturing, because the data has been captured, summaries of the CVs have already been done, but given a few advices from the secretariat and the researcher, there were a few other areas which we felt that could be looked into, such that we were quite happy that for each and every candidate, we've been able to capture appropriate information for the interviewing process. The data capturing process would then be followed by a screening process whereby using the criteria would then extract those CVs which are compatible with the criteria and which will be adopted by this committee, hopefully today. Then thereafter, there would be a shortlisting phase whereby the most appropriate CVs would be shortlisted, take into account a couple of other things as well, such as representativity in terms of gender, geographical spread, and race. Thereafter, I see here there's some change. The fourth one is reference check and security screening phase. I repeat, Chair, it's reference check and security screening phase, because reference check is different from security screening. And in the document that I developed, I said reference check and security screening, and I would help appeal to members, let's write it like that. Reference check and...
Honourable Ntikalana, because as you say now, you're emphasising it. I did see an initial copy of this, which perhaps may have been including that. But are you... There isn't a problem with what has been written here, is there?
That's the addition. Because reference check...
Okay.
Let me explain, because reference check...
No, I don't need the explanation. I'm just seeing it's got number two here, screening, and you're saying that you want
four.
Number four.
Yeah. I think the thing is, under the screening, that when one looks at two here, it doesn't seem to indicate that that's the reference check. Mm-hmm. The word screening there has been used differently. So when you come to number four, is that the one you're referring to?
Yes, yes.
If you're coming there, you're saying we want to check both aspects, I think.
Yes.
Now, I think the question may simply be, should we make an extra point, seven, in other words, reference checking is one process conducted, if you like, by a different grouping of people at EVA, and security clearance is by another grouping of people. Max, perhaps you can assist me there.
It's obvious it's different, it's different people who would be doing it.
All right. So, I think the point being made is that we just need to clean that part of the document up.
Security clearance. I thought that's what the task team was putting forward to say to do the security clearance.
Right. I think this is, it won't be a security screening, but a security clearance.
Right.
Now, look, I want us to discuss one or two things here afterwards. After the point, but we will just note there that it would be a security clearance anyway and not a screening at that point.
Yes.
But there will be, we will have further discussions on those points. So just clean that up, clearance. And note we need to have reference checks. So that is 7 points actually. Can you move on? Thank you, Honorable Ntikalana.
And then these two stages would then be followed by the interviewing phase itself. However, the interviewing phase would be preceded by an interviewing questionnaire that has to be developed. And we're suggesting that at least the interview period should consist around 45 minutes per interviewing. And the number of candidates for the shortlist would be determined by the earlier stages, that is the screening and shortlisting phase. By the way, we have 84 CVs for the benefit of those who may have not been in past meetings, so that's what we're looking into. The last stage is obviously to put together the recommendations and submit them to the minister before the 2nd of December. Chair, we then went to the creation site criteria. Honorable Fanavay Sazen had a very good presence of mind to draft, you know, to submit a draft which made life extremely easy for us. You can see it in page 4 to 5. I'll just run through it. A number of areas of the criteria were identified, 17 of them. They were looking into a number of things, you know, character and the skills and the experience that is needed for the person. They are a little bit too numerous to look into, but we're looking at the person's ability to lead, the person's knowledgeability around King's Report, the Companies Act, the moral standing within communities. Skills to analyze reports, a very emphatic thing. We took into account things like understanding what to be the principles, the PFMA, also an understanding of responsibilities, a little bit around the understanding of the social impact of gambling and social responsibilities, leadership qualities, and at last, something that we added as well was the availability, that we wouldn't like to, we are recommending that the chairperson should preferably someone who would be in more than two other boards, such that that person would be able to have time to apply his or her mind on the board's issues. From there, we went to the criteria for the 5 board members. The areas that we looked into much more coming out of the Act. The first one was the business acumen or experience in how boards work. Another was the chartered accountant, and the other one was a practicing or an active legal practitioner admitted in the bar, and also a maximum of one member from any sphere of government. And the members not be We shouldn't have more than 5 members. It's proven applicable business acumen. Proven? See, I don't remember that. Maybe members can help on that. If you could just, Mama Alvinia and many other panelists, Jason. I don't remember the
experience and proven.
Yeah.
Does it actually say then, in fact, Honorable Njikalana, can you just read that again?
It's not more than 5 members. It's the proven applicable business acumen. I honestly don't remember that.
Let me just get the...
Can I recommend we remove 4?
Well, first, before we do any of the removing, let's just get here from the content advisor who we do have on the legislation itself.
The actual legislation writes it as that not more than 5 members who have proven business acumen or applicable knowledge or experience with regard to matters connected with the function of the board. But 1 in 4 is representative in that list that we have. It's either 1 or 2.
All right. I tell you what, let's just, before we do a removal, we said we're going to discuss a few items. Let's discuss that next. You know, when we do the discussion. So let's retain it just as it is for the moment.
The last area, Chair, was that within Set 12, the committee, in consultation with the department, we identified a few additional guidelines which would just reinforce the criteria that we've just, highlighted. There were 4 areas that we looked into, also to help to determine the suitability of the candidate. The first one was the relevance of each candidate's skills in terms of working within the board, particularly, as an example, just the understanding and experience of government policy and the regulatory environment. The other one was the need for members to be exposed to and understand the distinction between strategic and operational decision-making. Why the chair? Experience has shown that sometimes board members would fudge or conflate, between what they are supposed to be doing as a board at strategic level as compared to what senior managers should be doing at operational level. And another one was the need to appoint candidates who have operated in relatively senior positions in other organizations. And the last one, as we had indicated earlier, was the issue of representativity and equity in terms of geographical spread, gender, age, and race balance. Chair, there it is. The last thing is just the formal recommendations now that in terms of the handbook that I've referred to, we should proceed as a board to nominate members and the chairperson and make the necessary recommendation to the chair. And we should thoroughly review the current legislation as a separate process. And that would include, amongst other things, a couple of things, the appointment, recourse, and a further extension of the board term to allow change over board. Between board periods. Of course, there could be a couple of other things once we go into the Act. I hope we are clear that whatever legislative result would not be necessarily confined to the issues that are highlighted here. That the same applies to the third point, that is the process and criteria of appointment of the board, including the chairperson in the future. That's all for now. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Honorable Njikalana. Now, look, members, we said that what we would do is also to just there were certain points we all wished to raise. So we're going to get back now to the first page and do that. Yes.
Chairperson, I'll be brief. Just as far as that one point of the not more than five members with proven applicable business acumen, I think the problem that we have with the minuting here is that that exact paragraph in the legislation has been taken out of context and put in here, which makes it sound that, you know, the sixth and the seventh person may not have business acumen. And that is not what the legislation refers to. The legislation refers to, you know, first the chairperson, and then I think there can be somebody that's seconded from government and so on, and then not more than five. It's more limiting the number of members on the board to seven. That is what the meaning of the not more than five is, with the other two posts in mind. So I would suggest that in this document, we just change it with members with experience or they've proven, if we want to stay within the language of the legislation, but the not more than five, we take that out and we just say members with proven applicable business acumen. And the reason for the business acumen is that one of the duties of this board is to, and some of you may differ from what the legislation states, but it says this board must try and maximize people making use of the lottery and gambling and so on. You know, they must encourage. They must know how to project and advertise and improve the turnover of this board. But in any case, that's taken from the legislation, and therefore you need in this business thing. Thank you.
I think, look, I just want to make this clear. I think we've all agreed that this legislation needs review, but time is against us. So I don't want to run down all kinds of little roads at this moment. But let's just, seeing as that point has come up, I want us to set it aside because there's a few other points I want to make there. But let me just see if Honourable Maria had another point.
Thank you, Chair. Just I've got a few. My first point is first of all, I think congratulations to the task team. Mm-hmm. I think it's really great. I think they've done a great job. And the feedback that I've also received from my colleague is that the task team has functioned very, very productively, very well, with the assistance of the staff and everybody. And I think that is probably, that is how Parliament should work. And I think that is a good example. And I'm very proud to be a member of a portfolio committee that deals with challenges in this way. In terms of the document, there's a few things that I want to raise. The first one is on page one. That first of all, in terms of reference, that point six, I presume the reference to the fund means the National Lottery Distribution Trust Fund. And I think it should be specifically mentioned that, because it can be any other fund if you don't are not specific in that regard. Then in terms of the Lotteries Act, maybe just for clarity for myself, the Distribution Trust Fund, is that under a separate act? Separate act, not a separate act. So that implies adjustments to that. Because I'll tell you why. Chairperson, I've sometimes get the impression that the procedures and the processes of approving and signing off a payment is part of the major problem of the efficiency of the National Lotteries Board. So if that is part of that, then I'm covered in that regard. Then in terms of the position of the chairperson, it hasn't been mentioned here, but I assume that if it's not a full-time job, then there will be a savings in terms of remuneration as well. It has not been mentioned, but I assume that will be the case, and if I could just get confirmation in that regard.
You certainly don't want it included in the fat bonus.
Yeah, exactly. I assume that is the case, but I mean, I think one should be more explicitly in that regard. I don't know if there's a list of that prescribes remuneration of a chairperson and things like that. Then, chairperson, in terms of the process, the shortlisting phase, I feel very strongly about the terms of reference must not only be provided for gender and geographical spread and race, but also disability. Specifically because I know that organizations applying for assistance or for money to the lottery board, an enormous amount of them are from the disability sector. And from own experience, I know that with all due respect to able-bodied people, they don't really understand the circumstances and the need of people with disabilities properly. And therefore, I've experienced many times that, for instance, an organization for disabled people will apply for R1 million. And because people say, R1 million is probably too much, let's give them R100,000. It's not, and if you don't understand the circumstances and the need, you are not going to apply your mind correctly. So I most certainly think that as a huge beneficiary group, one should put that in there as well in terms of representativity. Then in terms of
you want to say you need to leave?
Yes, Chair. Just to add to what because before I go on that disability thing.
Honourable Maria, you remember I did say that the whip would be leaving at 10, so could we just get to this point?
I just wanted to assist there when he is talking about the disability, that why don't we just say equity principles so that it will encompass the disability, the gender issue, and all that.
My personal view, Chairperson, is that we can still add disability. In other words, when we mention gender, race, mention disability. In my opinion, if you don't see it, you don't think about that. If you don't think about it, you do nothing about that. So you have to be confronted by this thing of the disability on a continuous basis.
Before the whip leaves then, because you see he's leaving and I don't want him to wonder where his point is going to. I want to make a suggestion that we keep disability separate, but that we also, purely because the emphasis even in the State of Nation has been we need to factor that to the forefront, but that we need, one of the other points there as well made by the President of the country was that equity needs to be considered in these distribution of funds. I was quite interested when I saw the list of beneficiaries of the lottery fund to see Hilton College. Mm-hmm. Frankly, I couldn't afford to send any of my children there, even if I won the half of the lottery. But I'm just suggesting that it becomes extremely important that there's a clear understanding of what we mean by when we say to the disabled, to the distressed, to the this, to the that, equity. I don't know if that would include Hilton College. So, I'm not saying that maybe they shouldn't be considered. Maybe some of them have gone on tough grounds with financial crisis. Who knows? But I think it worried me when I saw things like that. So I just wanted that clear. We leave the disabled on its own because I know that there is that issue, but I think the equity principle needs to be brought in somewhere. Would we agree on that before he leaves?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Intrudy.
Chairperson, I fully agree with you. Because yes, I sometimes have the impression that anyone that applies with a good business plan will get money, irrespective of the equity. And there's been many, many examples like that. And also the contrary. There are people who really need the money, but who don't necessarily have all the expertise. And that's especially from such disability fraternity and the marginalised people, that then their applications just get ignored or sent back. Chairperson, on that five board members, I fully agree, because the way that it's been written now, it gives the impression there's only four or five board members and no more than five of that must be people with business acumen. So it sounds contradictory, and I think the way that my colleague has said it certainly addresses that. I would, however, suggest, also in terms of what we have said now, is that at least one must represent the disability fraternity or the disability sector. Because again, if you evaluate these things and you haven't got someone, and I mean, I've been many times in a position in the sports fraternity where I've experienced so many times that able-bodied people don't have the experience, don't have the exposure, don't have the knowledge how to evaluate, how to look at what is important for disability fraternity. So, and if you at least have one person who can guide them and assist them, I think that the board can do a much better job in that regard. That is going to be my proposal. And obviously, in terms of that last page, just that point four again, where disability is not in there, I think it must be in there. And then in terms of the first point of that recommendation, if the National Lottery Distribution Trust Fund is in the same act, then I'm covered, because then we can look at that as well. Thank you very much, Madam Speaker.
Oh, I see I've been elevated to Madam Speaker. Anyway, let's move from that point. Thank you very much. Now, clearly, there's no doubt that you are, genuinely have the interests of the disabled at heart, and I think we do respect that. But when you mention four here, although members may see that, look, there is equity there, it's equity in terms of those issues, rather than equity in terms of an organizational issue, if you want to put it that way, you see. So, for example, I could open up, a family home or whatever, and I may be extremely well supported, and there may be another kind of similar home with very little financial support, and equity should come into that kind of thing, you know. So it's not simply the geographical spread or the gender and age and race balance. I think that the equity is also an economic term as well as those issues. So I think that may have been the broader sense we wanted to bring it in. All right. There was the Honourable Van der Westhuizen, who's made his point, the Honourable Maria, the Honourable Mabaso.
Yeah, no, I reject this document, Comrade Chair, because it says nothing about cooperatives. Hey. On a serious note, I also wish to add my word of congratulating the team for the excellent work done. But I think that on the background, although I'm not having the word, but if we could capture, if we could have a way, and I think the team will do it better, because you know this is more with them. If we could have a way of having a paragraph that states, that summarizes the previous performance, so that you know when we come to this phase, it's like we are moving from another phase to this phase. It's like we know certain weaknesses and failures, which we now seek to address. So I don't know whether it will be possible to do that. But that's one point. And then...
Honourable Njikalana.
Yes. Yeah. And included in that, we should also, because we it's on the background part, we should also capture the challenge in as far as it gives rise to equity. You know, the challenge of the inequalities. So that by the time we go to the equity element as a resource, we have captured it as a background, you know, one way or the other, under the background. And then from there, on number two, on the first page, I'm not sure whether I'm the one, but I could be, maybe it's just a tautology that I would be saying, but before the word the board, I wonder if we shouldn't say other board members. Because the chairperson,
Honorable Mabasa, did you say number two?
At the bottom.
At the bottom. Yes. So I'm just thinking that we should consider introducing other and then ending with board members. Because I assume that the chairperson is part of the board. So by intention here is to speak of the other,
yes.
But
it's
not the...
It's a very essential semantic change. Yeah, because we do need to change it.
And then from there, the other points I agree here that with Mr. Murray that we need to introduce disability, and as well as at the board we need to have a person coming from people with disabilities for the motivations that Mr. Murray gave, and but on number when we get to the recommendations on number one on page 7, I'm wondering if we can't introduce in conjunction with the minister, or one way or the other in consultation with the minister. Why I say so is for the fact that the minister has to accept the recommendation of the committee. Don't we want to interminably consult with him? I don't know how, whether it's something that should be kept out or whether it's something that we must observe. Because, I mean, we are acting, in a way, we are acting in the interest of the minister, you know, in one way or the other. Although we are also acting in the interest of the committee. But, for an example, I don't think we want a situation where we'll recommend person A, and the minister says, yes, I know that I'm obliged to accept. Is it not better if we have moved with him, although at the end we state what we would prefer? But my last one is just on a style. I don't know whether where we have board and chairperson, shouldn't we consider to be consistent and use a capital C and a capital B, you know, when we come to those two terms, because we use them frequently. Thanks, colleague chair.
Right. I just want to make sure everyone is getting the chance to have a bite at this. So, yeah, thank you very much. We do also have, let's see, on my left here, we've got the Honourable Letlape. No, it's not. You see, it's Mpashlele, your first, your surname. Yes, I got it wrong. Sorry, comrade.
Thanks, Chair. The problem of skipping some meetings is that you run the risk of asking a very irrelevant question. Now on page 4, process number 4, security screening phase or security clearance. Now, who is going to conduct it, security clearance? Is it the committee that is going to conduct it, or is it going to be outsourced to the relevant organs of the state? Thank you.
That's a question I was hoping we would tackle. Yes, Honourable Labenia.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Just to respond directly to that one, I remember that when we were dealing with the appointment of the members of the NYDA board, we actually had to go through that process like members that were interviewing, and it was done by the relevant department of the state. So automatically it is always part of the process, but it is done by the relevant department of the state. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, these are issues that we do need to take account of, and I wanted to also just clarify that with our legal advisor, but also ask the Honourable Njikalana as head of the team whether that was considered when this point was made by the task group.
Yes, Honourable Binion is right. We said the names that will be shortlisted will be referred to the appropriate department for security clearance.
Right, so are we agreed on that point? All right. Let me come to some of the... is there anyone who wants to make a point? I know, Honourable Kotsu, you haven't always been here, but you've been in attendance as often as you can, so please go ahead.
No, sir, I just want to... So it's really to congratulate as well, you know, the good piece of work done here. My understanding is that this document is just a guide for when those interviews are done. I think perhaps I would want to welcome this and perhaps think that if there's anything on the way, it does not mean that this is cut and dry. But I also want to caution on what Member Mabaso is saying. You see, this is Parliament and the executive. Ours is to do what the committee is supposed to be doing. And perhaps it would also not be correct even to put that in writing, because there's a separation of power between us. I think we should do what is likely and perhaps maybe one-on-one, but it's not something that, I mean, we can actually put on paper. But, I mean, I really want to congratulate. I think it's very rare that portfolio committees prepare something, document that they work on. Hence, it sometimes some of these boards, you know, people, you know, move back and forth because there was never, I mean, actually criteria and guidelines been drawn in, and I think even at this hour, it's good to learn that some committees are looking into a direction that assists the committee. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much. Before Honourable Njikalana responds as head of the task team, I'd like to make a few comments myself. I have been making them along the way as well, but if I was to just tackle... Certainly, while this is not a piece of legislation and so on, we would want to adopt it as our committee report on the matter and so on. And therefore, things as little as some of the grammaticals here we would want cleaned up, and I'm not going to go into that, you know, so we're all clear on that side one. The other area as well is to ensure, I think the Honourable Marais pointed out, that we clear about funds and that kind of thing, and quite clear that those things are very specific and clearly outlined. The other point that I think we've made, which we may have forgotten, is that we've made it clear right at the outset we're not happy with this legislation. You know, that was in the terms of reference, in fact. And in I think the view of the task team, as I understand it, was that, look, let's at this stage possibly proceed with the appointment of the chair or the recommendation of the chair. Given the green light with the board itself, some recommendations there, short listing, and then as soon as possible thereafter, if not immediately after that, begin identifying the clauses specifically that we believe needs to be reviewed in this legislation and the reasons for that. That's my understanding of what was finally accepted by, put forward by the task team. And I just want to get that quite clear from the Honourable Inji Kalana, if that is in fact how I've understood it.
Yes.
Now, for the second point, I would hope that we had the opportunity, certainly task team members were a multi-party process, and I would assume that those multi-party members took the opportunity to consult with their own parties on the matter. You know, I'm assuming this, because that's why we have a multi-party task team. But nevertheless, there are here and there some points. I've already made it, I hope, quite emphatically, that I think equity is a very important point on the economic side and so on, and not simply on race, gender, etc. The other aspect, though, that I do, because it was raised here in committee, the point made by one member that possibly it may be a good idea to just check with the minister in some way, the committee should check in some way whether or not the person we may be recommending would be appropriate. I think for reasons which we may all be familiar with, that would not really be the way forward on the matter at all. But rather, we may wish to consider two or three other moves, and that is to say, do we make a recommendation of one person, or do we make a recommendation of three, you know, giving the minister that opportunity? That has been, there's nothing to stop us doing that. But I do believe, and that is chairperson, I'm saying this now, that I think we would be pursuing the wrong path if we did the other approach. But perhaps members want to comment on that. But that's certainly what I would say to the task team and to the committee.
Chairperson, on that last point, I mean, I've also identified that, and I think I want to fully agree with you on that. I think what you have suggested is the correct way, and I think that will leave us the space to do our work. And obviously, one must give the minister also the space to do his work, but obviously within the frame of the legislation and what is provided. So from my side, I fully support what you have said. Thank you.
The other point I wish to make here is, and I said I would come back to it, is page 4. It's my page 4 anyway. This issue of the security clearance and the reference checks. There has already been an allusion to security clearances, and I think there was a clarification by the task team directly that this would have to be, that we would pursue the state's structure in this regard. And the Honourable Inji Kalana agreed, am I right?
Yeah.
So then we don't have a problem here. On the reference checks, now I want to make a proposal as the chair in this regard, because my understanding from what was being put forward by the task team, and I must say it only came hit me home this morning, you know, was that a reference check may well have to be conducted on 84 people. That was my understanding of where it took place here. Now, it may be that I misunderstood that, and what the task team had intended is reference checks on the short list of 20 or 30, I don't know. Could they just clarify this for me?
Yes, Chair. In fact, in the restructured process, I would take a reference check as the fifth phase. So obviously would have gone through the screening phase, the shortlisting phase. By then would have had far fewer individuals to, you know, process in terms of security clearance and reference checking.
Am I correct then? One is one, two is two, three is three. As it stands here.
Yes.
Four becomes security clearance only. Five becomes reference checks. So the shortlisting will be this, and we're not being specific on the number, we're going to have a little flexibility there, am I right? I noticed as well that in a lot of these things you will get very few, comparatively speaking, black woman, black African woman. Now I say this after 15 years in Parliament, notwithstanding that they represent 57% of the population. So, now it's not often that I raise this point. In fact, I think it's the first time I've raised it in this committee. Now I don't really know exactly how this pans out, you know, in terms of the CVs, 84 that we've got. But we've already said somewhere here about representativity, somewhere along the line, I don't know. But we did, I remember the words coming out. If not representative, gender. I think we spoke about gender here.
And
right.
And race.
You know, and that in a sense is representativity on the demographics and then geography, etc. But if you're going to go through this, it's really a point I want to put across to you and to see, hear what comments you have. Would it not be, my understanding then is that we would certainly, if possible, like to include one black African woman, if possible, unless we find for some obscure reason, you know, there were three who applied and three whose references didn't check out or something ridiculous like that, which I don't anticipate. So, my suggestion is, won't it help if we at least start off there and check that crowd out, in inverted commas, before even getting on with the rest of things? To ensure, I mean, if we find a situation where, frankly, no one checks out. Not one, not a single soul even gets onto a shortlist, you know, black African woman. I think then we've got a problem with equity already. Now, I don't know how you, you know, I know I'm being a bit technical here, but what is your view on this? I don't want to impose a view on you. Yes, Honourable Marie, Honourable van der Westhuizen, Honourable Mabaso.
Chairperson, I fully understand what you are saying and what where you're coming from and what your objectives are. I'm just scared because we already mentioned gender, geographic spread, race, which purely by the law of averages must include black African women. I'm just cautious that if we want to go specifically, then you know, the next thing we must say on disability, it must be amputees, or it must be women, or it must be mental disability, or it must be a blind, or it must be a deaf person. I think one must be cautious in writing too much detail. Obviously, the process of the committee when considering candidates, that can be part of the objectives of the committee. But obviously, if you prescribe it in here, then you make it fixed. Then you have to do that. But obviously, as you rightly said, if there's hypothetically no one that complies, then you're not abiding by the rules and the laws, if you write it in there specifically. But I think there's nothing that precludes the committee when considering is to say, you know, we are realistic, we're pragmatic. We know where we're coming from, we know where we're going, we know where we want to be.
The point is very elegantly put. Honourable Van der Westhuizen.
Chairperson, I sincerely hope that your expectations will be exceeded in the sense that under the 84 we will at least have one able, and I can't, you know. Yeah, surely you're speaking with a different perspective. They say a pessimist is a realist with experience. I strongly feel that we must strive to at least in our shortlist to have then one disabled person and at least one African female, at least. And I sincerely hope, I'm a very positive person, that we will have more than just the one lady.
Right. Honourable Mabasu?
Oh, yes. No, I think you captured a good point, Colleague Chair, and in terms of our common understanding, we are agreeing with you as a committee. Because it is often issues like these, you know, issues that are difficult to raise, that sometimes take us forward. And I'm saying this because since this is such a good document, we may find that it's the type of document that we should use, in other areas as well. And we may not be the people, because now we have this sense, but it may be another team that executes the task. So for that reason, you know, I would propose that we have a way of being specific about these two terms, African woman and a person with disabilities. But that's a separate point.
We're all politicians here.
Thanks, Corinne.
You know, I think the I added that because, as a note of caution, I'm actually a very optimistic person, but I've seen a lot of casualties along the way. So, you know, one doesn't want to find that we also find ourselves after a hard sweat with that. Yeah. And I think maybe there could be a way of accommodating all points of view on this by saying that if on the shortlist we find a situation whereby no one is represented there, we would need to review our position. I don't know if that would cover people. You know, I think the point is, and I've said this since the first time I ever became a chair 15 years ago, that, you know, we should never ever think that the way things are now is how they'll be in 5 years, or 10 years, or 15 years. Life is too dynamic, politics are more dynamic. And when we pass legislation, this is exactly why we are now faced with the kind of legislation we faced with, because people with good intentions did that legislation we've got before us, in gambling, in NLB, all of these things. They didn't come here wanting no equity. They didn't come here not wanting this, not wanting that. They genuinely thought what they were putting on the table would be run by people with those same hearts and, you know, implemented. And that hasn't been. It hasn't been done like that. We've come adrift everywhere. So it worries me that we may be thinking that it's people with the same hearts and intentions as ourselves who will always be in power in the same committee. We have a committee that works well together. Let's be honest. Another committee may not work so well together. And that's a fact. So, I do think that phrase I have suggested, that when the shortlist is drawn up, at the end of the shortlist, we should be particularly mindful, or whatever, you know, there's a point right at the end here, which is supposed to be capture.
entering the whole net, point four, which we've already introduced somewhere along the line, the disabled to, and equity, and all kinds of things. Do you see that point on page seven of seven? I think that we need to bear in mind that if at the end, because that's then the guideline, if additional guideline, if at the end of the short-term process we find that these areas have not are not represented on the shortlist, it should be reviewed. We should review it. Now, that's a proposal I'm putting on the table. I'm not even being specific in which area. Now, I would like the comment of the also the head of the task team, but yourself first, Honourable Van der Vesthuizen.
Thank you. Chairperson, forgive me, but I'm very much interested and my mind is already racing as to what now. You know, how is the process going to run from here? And I've got a few notes in that regard that I would like to share with you. But perhaps if I can go there already and just give you this glimpse. Part of what I propose is that we again have a subcommittee assisting with the shortlisting, but that shortlist will then come to the full committee for, let's call it, a possible appeal process, where people could say, but why is there no disabled person, or why is this list all male, or why, you know, what about this individual? You know, I've heard that this person has got a very good reputation. Can we just test this individual against the criteria that you've set again? Why was this person included? Why was this person excluded? And at that point, hopefully this committee would be able to amend, if there were any amendments that needs to be made to that shortlisting, to enable us to meet this criteria.
Thank you, Honourable
Van der
Vesthuizen. Honourable
Njikalam. Okay, and that's why we need to have a lot of things. I really didn't spoil it, so I'm looking at the rate form.
Yeah.
But that's my mind.
No, I will be asking you to give us a full response afterwards.
I take it what you are saying synchronizes with the terms of reference. In this sense, at this stage in time, we're faced with a critical task of processing names, that of the chair and other board members, and then thereafter we submit them to the minister's recommendation. But at the same time, we're mindful of what the lawyer says, lacuna or lacunae, in the act itself. So we are agreeing that we will limp along. Do our level best to pick up the best practice in processing the names. And once that's finished, or along the way, because also if you look at our draft program as the committee, you know, we'll start taking into account the process of the legislative review. Amongst other things, some of the things that are contained in this recommendation, particularly in the last page, will be taken on board. Whether in the Act or in the regulation. I assume particularly things like those additional guidelines are things that could nicely be located in the regulation. And of course, one can even add and say that, as the process proceeds, who knows, we may even refine those 4 points themselves. Such that by the time when we interact with the department, by the time we include them in the regulations in future, they would have been refined themselves. But as is, I assume that the committee is quite satisfied with them. Also, on my side, in terms of the issues that we just raised, the critical issue about the Black African women, I would also appeal that rather than at this stage in time, have it in black and white. Let's keep it in mind so that during the processing, we know that we are, you know, we're keenly sensitive to it. Of course, things are based on our integrity when doing things. And I think also with some confidence, I'll be shocked if there's, you know, a black African woman who wasn't interested, you know, to include herself. And of data and capability as well, you know. So if we do that. Thanks.
Right. Now, I think, I understand everyone's had the opportunity to comment. And I think that's one of the things, I'm sorry Honourable Lavinia isn't here when I say this, but she may just be outside. I think one of the points made in the comments, either by her or Honourable Kotze, I'm not sure, but it was one of you on the side, that this was more in the nature of an operational guideline at the moment that we would be taking forward. I think I understood her to say that. And I get that kind of confirmation again from the, yes, Honourable Lavinia, I was just saying, I think, was it yourself who said that this would be, we were kind of going to try and view this in the nature of an operational guideline, that we take it forward, this the document. And the Honourable Ndikalala is also giving some indication that the, we could have in the process a kind of refinement within what is even here. And the consideration, somebody said it could come back to the committee, I think it was the Honourable Linda Westhuizen, possibly we should even consider having the task team again to do a broad, you know, process of shortlisting or screening or whatever. Now, if we were to embark, first of all, if we were to accept that what we have in front of us is a lot of hard work, but that it is not, if you like, regulation, but it is, at this stage, an operational guideline as to how we will be proceeding. Given that the final endorsement will be made by an entire committee and the interviews, the final interviews and that kind of thing. Am I correct so far? We don't have any key person being railroaded. We also have had an agreement that let's not get too specific, that gender, race is covered, and so is gender in number four already, but that we should keep cognizance of this all along the way. Am I correct there? Fine. So then, I want us to move forward with a consensual position rather than to have one or two individual points absolutely there in black and white. So far we are in agreement. Now when we start talking about a short listing being done by a very small group of people, one thing needs to be clear, and that is a process which we have already determined on the secretariat side of things, and that is you've got a huge bundle of CDs. We saw that, three stacks. Did you see that up here? That every member will get that anyway once this process starts, once we agree on things. Everyone will get it. So that you can't say you weren't issued with the actual CDs that were sent in. However, what the secretariat will do is proceed to do its own, having taken what has been put here into account now, make a summary, a new summary of things, which are clearly listing those to assist a task team or a subcommittee. Now, this proposal I would certainly like to have adopted, notwithstanding, if you like, that it is an administrative issue, because a lot of administrative issues somehow impact on our political decision-making. So I'd like Mr. Herman to just explain to the committee as to exactly what such a new summary would include, apart from the person's name, where they've worked, and contact numbers.
Thank you, Chair. The Secretariat met last week after the meeting that we had with the subcommittee and looked at the, how we can move this matter forward from our side. Now, we have received a summary from DTI, a broad summary from DTI regarding what they have done in terms of identifying people in terms of age, certain groups. There are additional stuff, and Wazi is not here, which was highlighted when the SABC board was being recommended, which he was arguing that should be additional, that we should add to the broad list that was given by DTI. What you also discovered with the DTI summary, there is some discrepancy, so we need to go start from scratch. Although the basis document is there, we will probably must take responsibility in ensuring what is there is as accurate and correct as so the members can make a more informed decision. So there will be additions to the column, basically. The issue of race, the issue of gender, the issue of people with disabilities will be added to that list. The intention is to have that list, a summarized list, available by midweek next week. And if I can say, Chair, and to distribute that summarized list, I don't know, to the full committee or to the subcommittee, because the decision hasn't been taken yet, the subcommittee will then look at that list and then finalize the short list, or if it will be a full committee process. So whichever decision the committee takes, we will then make that list either available to the subcommittee or to the full committee. And the intention is to grade it in terms of A, meets all the criteria, B, meets 75% of the criteria, C, meets 50% or less of the criteria. So when the subcommittee or the full committee meets with the shortlist, we already attempted to assist members of the committee to make a decision and focus either on the A or B. It doesn't mean that members of the committee can't go to A, B, and C and say, but we're still happy with the C, and maybe the C could be a possible inclusion. But just in terms of assisting that, purely on the criteria that was agreed here, we will try to put it into those categories, so that will assist the subcommittee or the full committee with a short listing of candidates for recommendation to the minister.
Yeah, I think we need to be quite clear about this ABC system. We have already drawn up certain requirements, clear requirements here. A proposal from the administration is that it can be of an assistance in 84 or 85 of these names, CVs, shall we say, is that the decision will be taken then, this is the 100%. This candidate qualifies on 100%. This candidate qualifies on 50%, and so on and so forth. I don't want to indicate what I thought about the process. I'm putting the proposal to you, and then I'll give you my opinion, so as not to hold back any voices. So I'm going to take it round. I want the head of the last subcommittee to respond last, having heard everything. So we'll take Honourable Maria, Honourable Van der Westhuizen, no one on the side. Right.
Chairperson, thank you. I think the assistance from the Secretariat is obviously much appreciated, and we cannot do that without that. The only comment that I want to make at this stage is that I think the idea of a task team is good. But I think the information must be dispatched to all the members of the committee. So at least that we are informed all the way, and obviously it will give parties the opportunity to discuss it with each other. For instance, if the ANC has got one or two members there, but on the task team, but they've got more members in the committee, that they at least can be aware of that, or even those that are not on the task team. That at least they are informed of the direction. So that's the only plea at this stage.
Right, there are three points that you made there. One point was an idea in principle you thought was a good one. Secondly, all members should receive all of the documentation. Okay. And the third one is that the task team perhaps needs to be retained in some form. Right. Honourable Van der Westhuizen.
Thank you. Chairperson, I agree fully. Perhaps I can just spell it out how I see the relationship between this. And that is that this committee appoints a subcommittee to just assist and interact with this administration, with the Secretariat, in bringing then a draft list to the full committee. So that hopefully we will be able to save some time for the full committee when we meet again, by then already having able to prepare the Secretariat with the sort of typical questions that members might be asking around the full table. And that we therefore, and that's why I've mentioned it before, that the whole committee has almost got like an appeal function to test and say why have you included this person, why exclude that person, etc. Should committee members at that stage feel that they would like to do that? Thank you.
As part of my input, as an action plan that I'm proposing in terms of this scheme, I obviously concur with the fact that. Excuse me, so can you send it around to other members? I concur with the fact that the bulk of the work should be processed by a committee, I mean a task team. But the committee for this committee, this portfolio committee, should have the overall exposure to everything that has happened, without necessarily being an appeal. But obviously, everything that the task team would do would be presented here, and the CVs have been compiled in any case, and I do concur that that information should also be given back to everybody because it was there. And if you look at, if I can just maybe in as part of my response then refer to this action plan that I was giving here, I've tried to look at some proposed schedule around how we're going to run the meetings in the future and took that into account. I've also taken into account the fact that by the 2nd of December, the minister should have put in place the board and the chairperson. So that's the proposal that I'm putting forward, that if at least from the, it can't be the 5th of September, it should be 5th of October, whereby the task team now should have done a screening and shortlisting, should have formulated a questionnaire, and should have developed a plan on how to conduct the reference check. That excludes the security clearance because that's a little bit outside our ambit. And then on the 13th of October, then the final shortlist should be presented to the committee, to this committee for adoption, and also the questionnaire, because I think it's also appropriate that the questionnaire which was used by the task team be known by this committee, that these are the questions that you're going to ask. And from there, the task team could continue with reference checking, security, clearance, not necessarily done by it, but just to show that whoever is going to be approached should do that. Interviews, then thereafter, the report is compiled and presented to the portfolio committee on between the 22nd and 24th of October. Apologies there in that row. It can be. The task cannot be the task team and the portfolio committee. if we could just scratch out that, because this was done whilst we're here. And then by the end of the month, all one is saying that we would have been able to finish compiling the recommendations and submit them at least either the third or fourth of November to the minister, depending what this committee decides, whether there will be submissions or it will be a presentation to discuss them.
What I want to say is that certainly we welcome the proposal for an action plan here, but I want to get back to a couple of principles. The one is I want to get quite clear in our minds what we're agreeing that the admin should do, very clear, because we already have what the department has given us, the full CC, number one. The second, we have the department summary. The proposal being put here by administration is they want to do their own summary in view of the terms of reference the committee has put forward. And we can't just allow things to move on, because that then what is going to impact on who comes out, you know, and that kind of thing. So, first of all, the first decision we need to take is this. Do you want the administration, from the terms of reference, on their own, to go and draw up a new summary? That's the first question. Honourable Levine.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Yes, I wish to support that because it is going to assist us very much. Thank you.
Honourable Chikalana.
Chair, actually this reminds me of something which I hope the state administration will not do in future. There's something that I included here which was there and was decided that the administration will interact with their counterparts on the SABC, and it's taken away here. And I react a little rather negative to that. I put in as a member of parliament a point here, and it's taken out. If you look at the ADA document that was there, I hope that will not happen. Okay. In any case, Chair, the idea of the administration refining the summary is something that we agreed even before that here is a summary by DTI, but because we see that SABC's process was more rigorous, let's draw lessons and take into account a few other additions from there, and that's obviously what we would expect, and it's well supported.
Yes, Honourable Njikalana, they did consult with the SABC, but I would agree that we need to retain it in the document itself, that we need to have that process on board as well, you know, just noted in the document itself. Honourable Van der Westhuizen, because I want to come to the second point.
Chairperson, I think the summary is beyond debate. What is important, and first can I say thank you very much, this is excellent work. The thing is, in terms of what criteria must that summary be, and we've dealt with a few very nice hard things, you know, age, gender, etc. That is, you know, quite easy to identify from a CV. But now you're going into the grey area when it comes to things like experience, managerial experience, knowledge of the King's Report, and so on. And perhaps we, as a committee, must just give the administrative staff a bit more guidance in that respect as to what columns, if I may call it like that, this summary should include. Thank you.
Right. So I'm going to come and clarify that. We agree that we need the administration to draw up a new summary, and that should be done with the guidance of the subcommittee or task team. Agreed.
Yeah.
Right. The second thing, though, is no interviews will be conducted per se by any subcommittee or task team. That will be done by a full committee. Right? There's no interviews up to that time at all. The full committee will conduct the interviews of the shortlisting, however big that shortlisting is or small. Secondly, we have had to revise the schedule. And the schedule has been revised that went through MANCO yesterday in the light of other changes being made, including this week. There were certain changes made beyond the control of this committee, and that is affecting a lot of other work that has to be rescheduled. And the rescheduling of this has to be done with DTI, because some of it involves people from DTI who don't readily agree to changes. So I asked the committee secretary to hand out the new schedule. He assures me he did this morning. Now, the action plan may not have been done, having seen this, because this was done yesterday afternoon, and I know this is the first time I've seen the action plan, so I'm not sure if you saw this. But certainly I don't think you did, Honourable Njikalana, because the dates would not, but the concept remains fine. And I think let's simply agree with the concept. You know, the concept fleshed out here, I don't think that there's a problem with that at all. In fact, that's what's welcome, the principle and the concept. When it comes to the actual operational and how it slots in to the main committee agenda, which is the all-important issue, we're going to have to revise some of the dates. But I also think some of those dates were just little typos anyway, you see. So I don't want to start haggling over dates here and wasting the committee's time. I would rather want the subcommittee to look at that and to align it with the main committee agenda and to leave it at that point. Okay, are we agreed there? Agreed. Is there something else, Mrs.?
Can I comment on the proposed action plan?
Not yet. No, because I think what we need to do with this action plan right now is actually to get our, before we move into the action plan, we had a task team which we converted to a subcommittee for Parliament to provide support staff. I think somebody proposed, and I need a formal proposal, that we have a subcommittee to do the next phase of the operation. And that next phase of the operation, I'm now trying to follow the guidelines myself as well, is that, sorry about that, right, data capturing phase, the screening phase. The screening phase, extract those that are compatible. Is that going to be done by the administration, just to clarify me here? Honourable Njikalana, is that how you understood that?
My understanding is that the screening phase would be done by the administration under the guidance of that task team.
That's done. Three, the shortlisting, this is where right now comes in the task team or the subcommittee for 90-100%. Right. So if we look at that particular aspect, is where we need to immediately get the subcommittee on board and the schedule realigned. So I would like the committee to make a proposal. We're all talking informally about some sort of committee, but we haven't had a firm proposal. And the first proposal we want is that there should be a subcommittee. Can we have someone to propose that? Honourable Marais, seconded by Honourable Mabasa. Right. The second thing is, first of all, I think everyone agreed that they did a sterling job. And I couldn't agree more with that. However, we need to look and say, now we're getting into a more in-depth part of the process. Do we want to expand it by one or two people, more people, or whatever? And we need that. So right now we have, I think it's a three-member task team, is that correct? Do we want to expand it to five, four?
Chairperson, can I just pose a question? Wouldn't you like to be more involved in the next phase of the project?
Well, I didn't want to just comment yet. I actually wanted the size, otherwise we're going, you know, I can come in at any point. That should be clear, you know. I don't need committee's proposal on that. So I actually just want to first check with the do you think we should expand this by one person or two?
Yes, Comrade Chair, I think we should with two, although with yourself you have correctly qualified it, but that you also be a member that can come in and come out, and at the same time also a member of Palele, because that way it then makes it inclusive. Yeah.
It's also Cope. Yes?
No, Chair, you know, I was going to say, let's not make a committee that is going to have problems in meetings, really. I think after everything is going to come here. I know Mabasa has made a proposal. I was going to say, let's leave that committee as is, with you from time approaching, because anything they, after that, they will have to come here to us so that we can, because this is the formal committee that must actually take decisions. Otherwise, they will have problems of quorum and all that, and perhaps, and that will.
We have two proposals. Let's increase it by one. We have another proposal. Let's keep it the same. And we have one person who, in fact, whose name was raised, who wishes to comment.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. Well, as for me, perhaps I should make a long-standing appeal that I should not be considered for any special responsibility in this committee for obvious reasons. I'm KC Soul, Member of Parliament. I belong to three committees. And there's some constituency work to do outside this parliament.
No, we don't want you to do that.
Well, I know that's why you want to deploy me. but I don't know really. I thought that we should retain, this is my second point, is that we should retain it lean and mean. And so long as we know that the chair is responsible for it, she's part of it, and we don't even have to resolve that she should be included in it. Thank you.
All right. So it's quite clear. It's going to be retained as it is. Honourable Njikalana leading that task team. Now, I say that, but yes, I can come in there at any time, and that's understood. I sometimes find it helpful not to interfere too much and rather to see the finished product and then to be able to say a lot. But obviously, I will engage in earnest with Honourable Njikalana about a number of issues and perhaps from time to time join the task team, the subcommittee, in its work. But you can see that the work that was given here to you, quite frankly, had all the hallmarks of integrity, politically speaking, in every way. And I have to add, I was never present at any of those meetings. But now that we are entering a new phase, I would like to participate from time to time. But I do not want the meetings still to round my schedule, and that's the point I want to make. I would like the meetings to be built around the schedule of the three core members of that task team. So Honourable Njikalana, there's not much that's going to change at all. You know, you'll... But I would like to come in on some of the meetings, perhaps looking at the questionnaire, seeing how we're working there, and one or two things. And I must say that may not necessarily mean my physical presence. So I know that is understood, and we'll, I'm sure, move forward swiftly. But I do am making an appeal to you, Honourable Njikalana, to consult the committee secretary on the new schedule. I've had to go down to programming as well. I've had to see the chair of chairs on the schedule. this morning, last night for that matter, and who referred me to programming. So I've had to do a lot of other spade work, and I do not want the committee schedule now to change for some other reasons that are beyond the control of this committee, if possible. So I hope that that's pretty clear now, and I hope we won't be changing again for some unforeseen reason. So would that be in order then, Honourable Njikalala?
If I read you correctly, you're saying with regard to the dates of the exercise. Okay. Now, definitely, Chair, if the action plan is adopted subject to the changes that have been introduced, that the interviews will be done by the committee as a whole, and the dates will have to conform to the future schedule of the committee.
You will note that the task team will not be doing the interviews per se, and you're going to separate the security clearance, and you're going to put that under this other body in inverted commas. You see that there has already been agreed to. Yeah. So I think what we are looking for is for you to ask someone to redo this for us so that it comes through the committee secretary and we all get a copy of the action plan revised, and that members all have a copy of the program. Right. So is this to do with the action plan?
Chairperson, thank you. I'm not going to deal with the dates. I think that's... Can I just... A short change to the proposed action plan, and you see that there under this 5th of September, October, the second line. I would just ask the committee to consent to us turning around those first two bullets. We first look at the draft, and I also want to put in the word draft before shortlisting and questionnaire and every time. It's exactly what the Honourable Member has been thinking, because later on he says, you know, finalise this, finalise that. But if we could change those two around, and the reason for that is just a bit of procedure, in the sense that we first look at the criteria, the questions, and only then be confronted with the summary or the names of the candidates, so that nobody can accuse us later on that we've included or excluded a particular question to work to the advantage or the disadvantage of a particular candidate. I'm quite confident and easy that, you know, nobody here is going to do that, but just to protect our own process's integrity. Thank you.
You know what I'm worried about? There's a lot of work involved here. Where's this committee schedule? You see, the 5th of October is this, when you're finalising it. We need to be able, as a committee, to deal with it sooner. Not the 13th, you see. It's on the 7th. The 7th. We need to deal with it on the 7th of October, all right? Do you know why? Because we need to have these CVs in our hands, as everyone on the committee, for at least 2 weeks. Because you see what you're going to come up with. You're going to take them to your parties. Let's all be honest about this. And you know, your parties are going to want to say something. And they're going to take the strongest objection to being railroaded in 1 week. Do you follow? You know? So you have to have that at your disposal for at least a couple of weeks. I hope I'm correct there. So let's leave that. I think the integrity of the subcommittee is intact. The questionnaire will be done first. Then we'll get, only after the questionnaire has been adopted on the 6th or 7th of October, will we get all these CVs. Is that correct? Yes. There's no objections to that, huh? That's what we propose, that you go and you formulate the questionnaire first. If you want to make it sooner, and it can only be adopted on the 6th, but not before the 6th of October. especially looking at Honorable Njikalana, are you happy with that deadline? It's over the constituency period, or do you want to stick to the 7th of October? For the questionnaire for the committee to adopt.
I'm a bit lost now.
We're working on a revised action plan date, that's all. The 7th, you've got one member has proposed that you do the questionnaire first. And I don't think anyone disagreed with that.
Yes.
But the questionnaire and the finalisation of the short listing, but the questionnaire, more important than anywhere, thing, has to be adopted by the committee before you proceed. And it can't be done before the 6th of October. That's what I'm telling you. Can't. So if from now, that would mean you've got 10 days or so. 14 days. Is that enough time?
Chair, formulating the questionnaire is not a... It's not a big deal. What is going to bring pressure is putting together the refined summary of the deal. That's where the pressure is.
Yeah, but that's going to be done in 2 weeks, is it not, Honourable Njikalana? 2 weeks. Can be done in 2 weeks, can it? All right, so the 7th of October, the 6th of October, on Tuesday, we'll adopt the questionnaire and you can move forward. The refinement will be done in that time, 2 weeks.
So what you see is, because of what I've got here, is that the task team will be meeting on the 5th, on the Monday.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go to other dates, because you see, that's detail. Yeah. I'm only interested in where the committee comes in at this point.
That's really
and if you don't think you've got enough time from the 5th to the 6th, you must consult the task team leader, I think, you see. But let's not deal with detail here. Okay, this concept plan is great with 2 or 3 changes. Let's leave it. The committee schedule stays on track and we'll just slot in the adoption of the questionnaire and other things. Now, members, I just finally want to say one thing. I'm not sure if you were made aware by them that the minister wrote to the speaker regarding the appointment of board members. This letter was copied to myself as well, because it was something we were not happy about, you see, and why all these CVs? And if you looked at the advert, which we did, it was for members. Do you remember that issue? So that then was like taken into account, I think, by the ministry and so on. And he indicates that this, in this letter, that the request is now for the committee, which legally can happen, we've learned from our own state law advisor, to be appointed as, if you like, an interviewing panel, to do the interviews of all, if you like, of the 84 or the shortlist or whatever you want. And that is what we see going forth here. The letter from the speaker will in due course, I'm sure, be arriving. But I think that as this is a parliamentary process here, the committee also needs to be aware of what is going on. So I just alert you to that process, because it is a question you asked at the last committee meeting on this matter, and that is what has been resolved. With respect to the end of the work here, we want to move off this part of the agenda, but it is a very important part of the agenda, which... the one thing, and maybe I do this, but then I have a prerogative. Let me finish the sentence, because then you see, with my mind, I forget what I'm saying now, because I've been stopped in the middle. Could I just finish that sentence? I was saying now, when we come to the agenda itself, we'd like to go further on quickly in half an hour, because some of you asked to leave early. And I would like to have the full committee here when we pass the committee in the minutes. So that's why I'm trying to move. My final word on this part of the process here is that I want it properly minuted, all the deliberations that are down here. Secondly, I want it quite clear that all of us were satisfied with the work of the task team, and these are the decisions we've taken forward. So I need that quite clearly adopted. We're all in agreement with that. So are there any other final comments from yourselves? Yes, Honourable Murray.
Chairperson, just in terms of the conflict of interest of myself, obviously, in terms of the process and the program, there will be I will recuse myself, and I don't know if it will be suitable to sometimes just be an observer, but obviously I will not partake. I declare that quite up front. So should you not see me here, that's why I am not here, or you know, should I be here, I will observe. That's okay with you.
Benefit of members who have not always been at committee meetings. Honourable Maria said at the time this process started that he had actually nominated someone. At the time, you must remember, he wasn't aware that we would be involved in the process or that he would be involved in the process as a committee member. And we did seek legal advice on the matter. The law does, anyone can nominate anyone as such. That has happened, and I think our decision then was anybody who nominated may find themselves in too subjective a position to participate in even the development of the questionnaire, let alone the interview itself. So we accepted that. Okay? But I need to ask other members, when you do get the full list of people, should you know anyone, not that nominated, should you know anyone who's there? Should I see my daughter being nominated for something, for example? I need to declare before this committee, that is my daughter, or I know this person because I worked with this person closely for 10 years, you know. So it's quite clear everyone knows where you stand on the matter. We don't want, as has happened before in this Parliament, a process to be derailed because some of us have forgotten to disclose something here. Let me leave it that way. I hope that doesn't reduce the committee considerably. But you, if you have not nominated, you may participate in the interviews, but you should acknowledge your with any relationship or whatever to a person. All right.
Must we let him off so easily? So, must we not insist that he sits in as an observer? Otherwise he's going to sit at home or in his office? Or
I didn't think we needed to say that to the Honourable Maria, who's one of these dedicated members. I know he'll be here. We want you here. We just don't want to set a precedent. I hope I'm correct there. Finally, thank you very much, Honourable Ntikelana, but you want to just say something at the end, yes?
Yes, yes. There were a couple of things that were raised before around issues such as the summary of performance, the savings that can be made around the shifting of the status of the chairperson from full-time to part-time, an articulation of challenges on inequities, and doing things in conjunction with the minister. I think with the first three areas, I would plead that we leave those issues and reconsider them when we look at the legislative review. And in any case, according to the schedule, we'll still have, another session on the lottery fund itself, and that's where it will be defeating. And I think because of the conjunction with the minister, Mekosi had had alluded to that, so I'm fine. I must thank also from my side the confidence that has been given to us as the trustee and also the admin, DTI, and everyone. They were very, very helpful. If anyone realizes now that we wouldn't have been able to generate such a kind of work without the teamwork. But also, with an appeal that if things are reflected here, I don't take kindly that they be removed. Rather, let it be the committee that removes them. Thanks.
Now, I think the point is taken, and sometimes people's enthusiasm for having completed a task overtakes their sense of what should be retained in a report. So I know that I'm sure that won't happen again, you know, and they'll leave it like that if we may. But thank you once again. It's not easy to lead a team and to have everyone work together so cooperatively, and one is impressed by the attendance of the task team meetings. I know how busy the three of you are. Thank you very much. Thank you, Honourable Nabenia. Thank you, Honourable Van der Westhuizen. Thank you, Honourable Achikalana.
Can I speak? Chairperson, did I hear you correctly that you said that you find it easier and better if you're not a standing member of this committee? If that is the case, I must say we agree with you.
Yes. You know, there's a subcommittee reporting to the main committee. And, you know, of course one can always drop in here and there, but I find it defeats its purpose, you see. If in the end you come here to receive a document that you've worked on. But it is only, as I said, I thought I could liaise on one or two issues rather than parachute them in at the end. But that may not even arise, and I need to make that clear. The Honourable Njikalana will head up the subcommittee. Even if I'm there by chance one day for 15 minutes, I don't take over. It is still headed. That is the way I believe we should run it. It may not be detailed in rules here, and I know it isn't, but that is the way I would prefer it. I now want to break for tea, a rolling tea break, meaning 5 minutes to pick up the tea, and let's come and carry on with our work. So can we just start off there from the bottom, Honourable Marie, onwards, just taking your tea, and let's just come back. I'm looking for the Honourable Mabaso. I see his pen there. Am I correct? Oh, that's useful, yeah. 5 minute break, that's what I'm saying, yeah. I'm going to turn off my mic. Love minutes, which we said we want to do every Wednesday if possible, and certainly as we go through, perhaps at the moment it's every second Wednesday, but at least it's a lot better than it has been. The 1st of September is what we are facing. Now, the main thing I'd really like you to do when you see the term minutes on anything is to ask to have your diaries present as well. But sometimes people are not reflected here, okay? So page 1, please, of the 1st of September. You just raise your hand if there's anything. Page 2. There's just one point here on the this is the just making sure that all the names are spelled correctly. Last time they weren't, so I'm just asking you to check yourself on your own names, and also asking the committee secretary to check on the names of those who presented before us. Okay? Mm-hmm. Fine. Can we have... with the first, I want someone to propose the adoption, if necessary. Right, Honourable Marais, seconded. Honourable Mpatlele, I'm sure I'm pronouncing that wrong. Mpatlele. Yeah, it's got an H. Mpatlele. That's better. Honourable Levine.
Thing is, I'm just worried that on the minutes it's not indicated that the Honourable Member was present. So I don't know if...
I think this is an important procedure. Honourable Mabaso, are you seconding? Yes, correct chair, seconding.
Right, I think
that's in order. Although, correct chair, just a small thought on page 2, on number 2, the second line there. Should we have the width, or we shouldn't? So it's with that amendment, Colleague Chair.
And just remove the N in the third line. And what I'm going to do is,
I'll go. It's so difficult without a secretary, my own secretary, but I'm going to try, because I'm sure I'm getting a secretary in November. When that day comes, then I'll have a chance to peruse the minutes beforehand and remove them.
But my second point, Comrade Chair, is that request that I made on my surname to at the end to make it an A.
That was made.
If it could consequentially, oh yes. Well,
you know, it took me 5 years to get my own name spelled right in Parliament. So I just hope you're going to have more success than I did. When I came back this term, I was shocked to see that they had my name spelled right. I never recognised it. Right, the 2nd of September. Yes, Honourable Linda Vesthuizen.
I just see that Member Kotze has been both present and absent. Now, I think you're giving two seats now.
I don't think it should be any problem. You can number the pages in the future. Yeah. It shouldn't be a problem.
And just with a date at the bottom, like 8/09/09, you know, for the 8th of September. Unless I'm the only one who loses top pages. All right. The 8th of September. Can we please have the 2nd of September proposed? With the change of Kotze, Honourable Kotze. But I've had no proposals yet. Honourable Lavinia, was that a nod?
No.
Not a nod. Okay. Linda Vesthuizen. Honourable Mabasa, right. The 8th of September, I just have a query here which I noted myself. The top it says at 9:30, and then we open the meeting at 9. The 8th. And so I'm just not sure when we open this meeting then.
Don't put it up before anybody.
I know, you see, this is...
No,
At 9 o'clock at that time, yes. Please check the apologies as well as the those present. You see what is important for us to note here. I see with the eight, it's something else again I noticed. I was told that eight was a quorum. Now there's seven here, huh?
Yeah, I was there.
I wouldn't complicate it. Yes, okay. You see, but then we, as I said, I queried this because we may have opened at 9:15, but it was 9 o'clock, you see, scheduled, because I went back to my own diary. Nine? All right, okay. But maybe I just put 9 o'clock in my diary. But yeah, but then, I mean, the point, members saying it was scheduled at 9:15, and that's where my query was. We have 9 o'clock that it was opened. So let's just, I think we're going to have to be a little bit more careful about things on that note. We'll take the 9:15, if that's the message that went out to people. Honorable Kotsi was present. And then on the incentive schemes available in DTI, we then did have this. The point I wanted to make about the minutes, which I thought I made last time, is we say the committee deliberated. Now, there is absolutely no idea what went on there. You see, always we say we deliberated. And the only query I have with all of these deliberations that are going on all over is exactly what are we saying? Yes.
As discussed last time when the issue was raised, we indicated that the content advisors will always do a detailed summary or will capture the main points of that discussion. And we should in future actually attach that detailed discussion document to the document, because there's no documents reflect the minutes reflect decisions taken, and that is the discussion. So the detailed discussion or the main points that were raised by members during that discussion will be captured as an attachment to the minutes. So when we talk about deliberated, there's a sense of what people deliberated on and what.
My only problem is that we are in the future now, you know, because that was last time. We don't have it. You know what? You know, we're sort of a time machine now, and now we still don't have it. Okay. If we can have it, please. I know you're under a lot of pressure, but please can we have it? Yes, Honourable.
I would like to propose an amendment to the minutes. You know, what we've deliberated to me is not that important, but what we decided or resolved, that is extremely important. And under 5.1, can I continue? My recollection is that what we've said is we want him to come back. That's why we've said a more comprehensive report. But that we particularly pointed out to them, we want to see what the effect is of these incentive schemes. And I'm proposing, and you must please, you know, correct me if I don't remember correctly, provide a more comprehensive report on all incentives available in DTI, including a report on the effectiveness of the incentive schemes in stimulating economic growth and job creation. Because as I remember, that's what we were interested in. Are these incentive schemes working? You know, are they fulfilling their aim or not? That didn't get. We only got a whole array of incentive schemes, but we never got an evaluation. As this one is working, this one is not working, this one is costing us money with very little benefits, etc. And so when they come back, I don't want to hear more detail about the scheme itself. I want to know, is it effective?
Matter of fact, we did communicate with the minister in this regard. And I do have a response from him. And as a result of that, we have scheduled a fresh meeting for the incentives. Yeah. I was just looking for the exact date. I got a letter on the 17th indicating that they had taken cognizance of this request which we sent to them in writing, in basically the resolution. And then we've rescheduled it twice, as you know, due to our own problems with programming. Now, I'm just looking right now. I know we rescheduled it again, and when is it rescheduled? You may see it even before me, the incentive scheme. No, that should be on here, because we did reschedule it, and now it's fallen off with this new rescheduling. Now, you see, that's the kind of thing that we don't want to fall off, perhaps, and then it asks us, as we're passing these minutes, what is that priority? Because this schedule takes us till the end of the year. Now, members feel that they're prepared to include another Friday, then we can go ahead with it. You see, my problem at the moment is that members made it clear that they would prefer to minimize their Fridays, you know, can I put it that way? And we don't have a choice with the interviews with the lotteries board. Already we're involved there on Friday. So let me not belabor the point now. Think of it. And if we can extend one of the meetings, I've already requested, and I need to make the request more formal to the committee secretary, that we are able to utilize a couple of afternoons after the house sitting. You know, we have short finishes and maybe an hour or two, yes, then, to perhaps shift something there so that we can make space for incentives. So can I leave that up to the committee secretary to look at that rather than use another Friday?
Yes.
Okay. So it has been, this is the point, I wanted to stop you there because, in fact, it was already addressed and the minister has dealt with that. So, we need to have them back again. But, I think that's particularly important. The other thing which someone raised at the last meeting that we adopted minutes, was where is the matrix of all our resolutions? I don't know who did, but someone did, and that was something that is also outstanding. And we may ask the content researcher, specialist to try and look at that and have it ready on our return from constituency. Can we do that? So can we have someone to propose the adoption of the 8th of September? Yes, Honourable Njikalana.
Sorry. Just a few other corrections. With regard to Babaza. Not F, but A.
It's a C, isn't it?
That. And also the DDG at the bottom and the attendant, since I know him. The name is ends with PA. There is no H. Chipuba. And that would also be corrected in the second page, in the first line. Chipuba. It's a P only.
Can I just refresh the first statement with a P and the second one with a D? Which one?
All right.
D or
P? It's a P. It's P A. It's the name and the P A. Yeah.
So the last one is missing the
Check. I don't see my name here, and shall I assume that there was no apology submitted?
You know, I usually read out the apologies if, as you know, now, this is what worries me. See, the longer we leave minutes, this is 2 weeks, then we don't have that. So what I'd like in future is something different. I would like a file of apologies kept. I want the apologies to be brought with the minutes. You know, the actual letters. You understand what I'm saying, the actual letters themselves. So when it's queried, we've got it here in front. So at this stage, I have to be honest with you, Honourable Njikalana, I don't know. I can't remember. So in that case, we would ask you, were you at PAP then? You generally remember where you are with the PAP issue.
Yes. Sure, that week I was in Libya. The whole
you, would have, you should have been sent, an apology should have arrived from your secretary. Right. So can we have that included under the apologies? Right. Honourable Mabasa and then Honourable Van der Best.
Just on number three, the last but one word to add a D, so that is disadvantaged. On page two.
Yeah.
Under number three.
Because my printer was out of order and I had to leave immediately. I've captured the names of all members who are present. So be assured that you would be captured.
Yeah, I don't think a matter of belief is involved, you see. I think I believe everyone here. If I didn't, I'd be having a problem on committee. So it's not a question of belief. It's a question of procedure. So what we'll do, because I happen to know the volume of work that we go through, and we all know that, I'm going to request that this register is brought, this, today's register is brought at our first meeting on our return so that it can be signed. Because I've just requested an apology file to be kept. And I'll also request, and we'll request that. I also requested when I was deployed in this capacity, could we not please have a book, a physical book, so that we could write our own names? And I was told that that was an expense which had not been factored into the budget. So, ere next year, rest assured there will be funds to buy a book or compile such a book, because those books are compiled by Parliament, I think, anyway, or whatever. And it's not just, you'll hear a lot more about finances in just a minute that you're not going to be happy with. So in next year, as of April, 1st of April, you'll be using a book to do that. But let's get these things on track. There are a lot of spelling errors in here. So what I want to request really is we put this through a spell check. Can we have someone to propose the adoption? Accepting that the spelling and the, especially with names, can be checked again, and that the corrections we have noted, substantive errors will be also included. Yes, Honourable Mum. Yes. All right, thanks. There we are. Proposed. Yes, that's right, with amendments. Oh, sorry. Well, no, I didn't see your hand. I'm sorry. That's gone. The Wednesday the 9th. Can we please accept that the names here must all be double checked, and they will be by the next meeting on page 1. Are the apologies and present correct? 9th of September.
or if I don't have the ASAP.
Yes, yes. Did you have something, Honourable Lavinia?
Yes, I don't have
right. Honourable, I mean, the 9th of September?
Yes.
I'm just looking, was that now at 9:30? Okay, all right. Okay, fine. Honourable Lavinia? I was present in that meeting because I remember very well. I was sitting next to Honorable Ntuli when the gentleman was reporting about the advisory council.
Let us ask you all a
very important question. Did I hear you correctly? Did the minister chair this? In fact, it will go down in history in my book. I will never forget that. A presentation, and I hope it will be the last kind of misinformed presentation this committee ever receives.
So the apology was for coming late or what?
Remember seeing Oriani Ambrosini. In fact, I think he got off the plane just the other day from Australia. He wasn't here. No. Yes. He was not here. I think he was still alighting from the plane. You see. Andre, Mr. Hermans, what I am going to ask, though, as well, in some of the meetings, we say the chairperson opened the meeting. Now, I hope I'm going to come to that now. Yes, okay. And then we have the agenda at the top. Can I just check something with you? I don't know how agendas are done in Parliament with the minutes. So they only put the substance of the agenda and not whether minutes are on the agenda or not. You know, in other words, when we've got an agenda today which includes the adoption of minutes, mm-hmm. you follow, but on the agenda here, it's only like the substantive issues. Yeah, you see, that I'm just indicating that I have a problem here. If this is how we are going to do things, we must do it the same way all the time. So can we have all the minutes that we've ever checked, just check that these things are following one style. Okay, and we have the full agenda or the agenda attached. Okay, then page two. I again just noted here on page two, the committee deliberated and that was to check about the content, but we've already agreed on that. Are there any issues on page two?
No.
I'm sorry that you folks have forgotten that meeting. But we actually did say we were going to raise the issue with the minister about him chairing his own advisory board.
Yeah.
I think that's very important.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that can slip through the system. Secondly, we also said that, we have got it here, in future, a written apology is submitted if a senior official is unable to attend. But we also said we will not accept the presence or the presentation of any of DTI's work by a junior official. That no junior official should present himself as the most senior delegate from DTI. Now, I want that properly minuted. You're not going to have that at all. The third thing I understand, is this not the committee that's on the point of being of passing on? Isn't it they were already dead and buried or something the week before? Yeah, but that we made, over here, I think that this, we actually took a resolution on that. We said is there further resolution here? No. We said that we wanted a resolution to the effect from DTI, the status of all these boards, when they were established, and when their term of office ends. Now, I do want, I'm going to leave this till when we come back in these minutes, because these are very important minutes, that lot. So we won't adopt those today. We'll adopt them after constituency. Is that agreed? Yeah. Right, now on that note, can we please, it talks about committee announcements here, but in fact, the committee announcements, like I said, the first one that I want to put forward is we did say we would do the debriefing on Atlantis immediately after going. But when I saw and realized that this week everything was coming to a dead stop at 12:30, I hesitated then to keep you here because of flights. But I am concerned that members now haven't got the opportunity while they are fresh to give a feedback. So, if you don't mind, we've got 7 minutes left. The committee secretary wants 2 minutes. And I believe we've got 2 minutes. And it's just to accommodate also Honourable Lavinia, who I knew had to catch a flight. But we have to say one thing about that Atlantis issue. At that committee meeting in Atlantis and the oversight, we said those members who could not attend, and there were 4 key members who couldn't. One was yourself, Honourable Impashleli, and I know what would have wanted to. I know the same problem arose with Honourable Lavinia, the challenge, and the same issue with Honourable Kwabasa, that they were at the 11th hour. And also yourself, Honourable Kosi, had something in Botswana. So we want to consider a little team going there possibly or working on something that was not done, and that was the informal settlement. We ran out of time and things like that, and we'll discuss that when we come back after constituency. So I did want you to hear that part, Honourable Lavinia. The rest of us who did go there, I would like you to thank you for your attendance there, but also request that you just send 1 or 2 lines of your views on that, the criticism you have, the constructive criticism, how we can improve this type of engagement, committee meeting there and so on, and please no longer than 10 points. Can we just have a few points on half a page or a page and an email? So please go directly to the committee secretary. If you can't do that, put it by hand and put it in my mailbox. That's all I wanted to say, and that took 2 minutes on Atlantis. Right. I'm now handing over to the committee secretary, who wants to give us good and bad news. Start off with the bad news.
Yesterday, committee members have seen that when we do break for tea, when we do arrive here in the morning, there is lovely scones and lovely spread for most members to eat. Yesterday, I was alerted to the decision that was taken by the House Chairperson that committee should re-look at, because of the short of funding, the committee should re-look at the way they spend the money in terms of the catering. And the committee should either make a decision either to cut down on little extras, if that's the word that was used. So I informed yesterday that given the fact that we have never had a query about it until now, I would propose that we continue today, but I will raise through the chairperson to members that what should be the situation regarding that, because funding is a problem, and some committees spend quite a lot of their funding, the money that they have, spent on catering, and it can become quite expensive over a financial year, up to 100,000 that are spent on food. So I said I can't take a decision like that. It must be seen that the committee will take in terms of what would they require as a very basic spread for them, or if any, to that effect.
On record, I wish to place one thing. Now, I'm quite well aware of what other committees are enjoying, and I think that it would be extremely important for us to have tea and coffee here when we come in. And it would have been helpful, to at least have had a scone or two. I saw that spread this morning, unless a plate was taken away. I wonder how many plates are going down to basement somewhere. Because, quite frankly, the spread I saw here this morning was just scones. Am I correct? I don't know. Because I walked in second or third. I was the third person here. But just a few scones. Well, I think that we can send a little note to the committee secretary if you want muffins or scones, and we'll have one or the other, and not both. And I just don't think we can keep on limiting things when we know that the prevailing approach is a lot bigger, So and you all know that because you're in other committee meetings. So we do need to have tea and coffee when we arrive. Is there Reed? And water. Yes. And may I add that the water is surely purely for our health, and we can't start now endangering members' health. Right. Now, as to tea break and things like that, you see the spread one is looking at here. For 18 people, that's the size of things. It's 13 on the committee, am I right? And 5 of you, 18. I defy anyone to even spread that among 18 unless we have a loaves and fishes miracle. But really, I would like to bring in those who were raising this issue and say to them, cut, these are already being cut in half. Now, I'm quite happy if they come in here and show us how to divide things between the 18. And if they're able to divide the spread between 18 people, let alone the DTI when they come, then we will then cut down. Now, that is honestly what I believe, but I was asked to bring it to the committee. So please, you're welcome to say that we should cut it all out or only have tea and coffee when we arrive and tea and coffee at tea time.
Madam Chair, obviously, our first prerogative, our priority here is not to eat and drink, but to work. But, there should be a minimum supply, I believe, and I would like to support you in what you say. I from serving in other committees as well, I know that this spread in other committees is quite extraordinary in some cases. And I'm just wondering whether the request was not a generic one, that they don't want to name and shame certain committees. So in that regard, I think we have already showed our bona fides in really managing at least our expenses well, in my opinion. But I also don't think that we are exorbitant in what we do, really.
Chairperson, I think it's maybe let's not exhaust this thing now, but if we can say the members must indicate to the secretary their special diet, because we can't have one fit all. If we can say members must indicate their diet, at least we have one service. Then we depend whether it's in the morning or it's when we leave. Just that. But maybe I will say, let's give the members to indicate their special diet, so that at least, because we don't expect other people. I mean, we'll say so and so prefers this. Then we can say, and then we just have the equivalent amount to be used. Thanks, Chief.
Honourable and Julie, I think that's a factor we didn't take into account, the special diets, and that is also covered by parliamentary policy. Honourable Van der Westhuizen.
Thank you. Thank you,
Master. We are going to, it may be useful for the Honourable, for Mr. Hermans, to tell us exactly what the cost is of our committee in this regard. Not now, you know. Tell me even, and Manco can look at it or something. Now, and I think then that we leave the matter to rest. I really don't like to bring this sort of thing to the committee's attention, because really, it to me, is housekeeping. So I also have raised my objections in that regard. But be that as it may, I just want to tell you the reason you haven't passed the 15, and I didn't furnish it for you to pass, because I've made many, many corrections on there, and I don't think I want to burden you with that. I'd rather get the minutes reviewed for the 15th of September. So you're on your way now, honourable members, to your respective constituencies, and I wish you well in that regard, and I hope we'll see you all back here on the 5th. It's a Tuesday, the 6th of October. Completing your party work in constituency and arriving here. We noted that that's at 9:30, and it's also in, it just says Parliament, but I'm sure we'll get a venue for that very soon. And I wish you all well there, and I thank you for the hard work you've put in, particularly people like our Honourable Whip, Honourable Ntuli, who has to whip two committees. It's not an enviable task to do. But thank you to all of you. Godspeed.